This is Illinois Edition. I'm Sean Crawford. This is American Stroke Month, and despite all the medical advances, one thing remains most important, and that is getting help quickly. Yet many people still don't know the warning signs of a stroke. Our guests today have some information that could save your life or that of someone you love. Welcome, both of you, and can you introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm Carrie Skogsberg with the American Heart Association. I'm a communications director for our Midwest affiliate.
And I'm Paula Harwood. I'm the manager for cardiopulmonary rehab and heart failure services at Memorial Medical Center.
Paula, a lot of people don't understand exactly what a stroke is. Can you give us a definition of that?
Okay. A stroke is when there is a decreased blood supply to a part of your brain. It can be either from a blood clot that's decreasing that blood flow, or it can be from a bleed or a hemorrhagic stroke that decreases the blood flow to the brain. And if the brain doesn't get blood supply for a certain period of time, there will start to say damage. And that's what causes a lot of the debilitating symptoms that people see initially and sometimes long term if it's not treated soon enough.
A lot of people probably think that when they are about to have a stroke, maybe they have a headache or something like that. Is that always the case? Is that one of the symptoms or more symptoms?
Some people do have headaches when they have strokes. We a lot of times look at an acronym called FAST, and so we look at symptoms like facial drooping. Sometimes you'll see it just on one side of the face where you might have the mouth maybe drooping, the eyelids or part of the face is kind of drooping. Another symptom is if you have a weakness in one side of your body, like you can't lift your arm or your leg feel weak, can be a symptom of it. Another one is a slurring of the speech. So they can't enunciate, you can't understand them. Maybe they're trying to talk and you can't understand what they're saying. And then the T just stands for time, because time is so important. The sooner that you can get medical treatment, there are huge advances now and things that we can do to help stop that stroke in the process. And the sooner we get to someone and the sooner we apply these treatments at the hospital, the less symptoms or the less long-term disability that they may have from that.
Carrie, that acronym FAST, I know it's meant to give people that information. At the same time, it looks like studies are showing that it's not really caught on as much as you'd hoped.
Right. Well, a lot of people just don't recognize the symptoms. And so that's why during American Stroke Month, we try and really spread awareness for that acronym FAST. And not only do people not always recognize the symptoms, but they don't call 911. We've had a lot of studies that have shown, I think it's like one in three people call 911. And we have these systems in place for, you know, the ambulance to bypass the ER, and they do pre-notification, so they're talking to the stroke teams at the hospitals before the patient even gets there so that the stroke team is ready as soon as that patient gets there, and it shaves, you know, really critical minutes off of that treatment time. So that's why it's so important for you to not only recognize the symptoms of a stroke, but then to also call 911 when that happens.
I might not recognize that either. You know, I might think it's something else. Is that what happens to a lot of people? Do they think something else is going on, something that will just pass?
Yes. Yes. And what we try to tell people, too, is recognizing it in other people. So, you know, we try and get this awareness out for people being a stroke hero. And, you know, a lot of the time you're going to recognize it in your spouse. A lot of the stories that we hear are of, you know, the spouse recognizing it in their loved one, and they were the ones that had to take action because that person really wasn't able to. So you need to be able to recognize it not only in yourself but in the people around you.
Paula, I know you work with people who have heart attacks as well, have heart issues. It seems as though the public might be a little more informed, or at least understanding something is wrong when there's an incident involving the heart, than strokes. Why would that be?
Well, I think part of it is due to the work that the American Heart Association and hospitals like Memorial have done to help increase that public awareness. This is something that has been a major focus in the community for years now, to get that information out so people recognize the symptoms of a heart attack, and especially in our healthcare economy now, that we start to look at how can we prevent heart attacks and strokes versus wait until they happen. So we are trying to also get the message out that there are things that we can do in our lifestyles or things that we can do with our healthcare providers that will really help to decrease our incidence of heart disease and stroke.
Talk about some of the risk factors and maybe something, if you're going in, say, for your just annual physical, that maybe you should be alert for and also maybe talk with your doctor about.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, going in for your annual physical is so important. It's important to see your healthcare provider so that they can help you identify those risk factors and then to help manage them. Some of the things that we look at, we want people to know their numbers. So if you, and we want you to know what your blood pressure is, and that's a very easy thing to check. High blood pressure is a high risk for our strokes and heart disease. So there's good things that we can do to help manage that, both with our lifestyle and with medication management. Then we also want people to know what their cholesterol or their lipids are and what their glucose is. Diabetes and a high cholesterol levels are also major risk factors. But the good news is there are many things that we can do with our lifestyle to help manage that. For example, having a healthy diet, and that might be specific to whether it's a cholesterol problem or a glucose problem, but having a healthy diet and then regular exercise. The important thing of those two factors, healthy diet and regular exercise, is that they help to manage all the other risk factors. So they may help to lower your blood pressure. They may help to decrease weight. They may help to lower your cholesterol levels, to manage your diabetes. So we really encourage people to talk with their doctor about what a healthy diet for them might look like, and then also about what kind of an exercise program is appropriate for them.
We're talking with Paula Harwood. She's with Memorial Medical Center in Springfield, and also Carrie Skogsberg, who's with the American Heart Association Midwest affiliate. There's an event coming up that you're looking to raise money on. Can you give us a little background on the Heart and Stroke Walk?
Sure. The Springfield Heart and Stroke Walk is coming up on Saturday, May 14th. We're going to be out at Lincoln Park this year. It's a different location from last year, so we want everybody to take note of that. But it's a really great event because it's an opportunity for our heart and stroke survivors to come out with their friends and family. They really kind of celebrate this, you know, new lifestyle that they have, and they kind of commit, you know, to making a change for their heart health. And last year we had around 1,500 people. It was a huge success, and we're hoping for that again this year.
And people can just sign up, come out the day of, right?
Yes, they can just come out the day of if they want. You can register ahead of time at springfieldilheartwalk.org. You can fundraise through the website. You can bring donations that day if you want. We are the largest funding source outside of the federal government for cardiovascular research. So most of that money is used for research. We also use it for advocacy efforts to pass healthier laws that affect everyone.